get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and today I have with me Deborah Ferraris. Deborah, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm so excited to have you on the show today. We're going to talk about ketones and ketosis, things that are near and dear to my heart. Before we get into that, I want to read you Deb's bio before we get started. So Deb Ferraris is a certified nutrition consultant, a certified gluten practitioner, as well as a health and wellness coach. She's also a Prove It Circle of Champions member and leader and a Prove It product educator and business mentor. What other people don't know is she was also a Rutgers University Division I varsity tennis scholar, as well as Miss Teen New Jersey, Miss New Jersey Face, as well as Miss New Jersey AAU Body State Champion, and she was also a fitness model as well. Deb, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Cool. So what we like to do is really get to the nitty-gritty and the behind the scenes. Tell folks how you got here.
Well, you had mentioned, you know, I've been in the health and fitness field for a really long time, over 25 years. And so my athletics, my sports move me into this and into running gyms and corporate wellness facilities with Live for Life program for Johnson & Johnson. So I was really focused on the fitness world, and I started to develop some health issues. And with my health challenges, you know, I searched out ways to do it naturally and found functional medicine. And that's kind of what led me into being a certified nutrition consultant and certified gluten practitioner, working with and for functional medicine practitioners so that I can better help others overcome some of their health challenges. And then recently I was looking online for some things that, for cognitive things that I was dealing with and what I can do to help support that. And I came across a product, exogenous ketone product, that we'll talk about more. But that is what really pushed me into just educating on this whole topic of ketones and ketosis and my experiences with it being just unbelievable. And we'll talk about some of the benefits later that I've experienced, as well as what a lot of others are experiencing. So currently I'm basically a health coach and wellness lifestyle educator, and I help others look and feel amazing and experience optimal health.
I love that. Yeah, that's brilliant. That's yeah. Good stuff. So let's take this from the top, and we really need to dive into this for people to understand. Talk to me about ketosis. What is it?
Okay, so first I want to say that I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not going to give medical advice or make any medical claims. I'm just going to educate you on this powerful, amazing tool that is pretty life-changing from my experience. So ketosis, basically what ketosis is, it's a metabolic state where we're using ketones from the burning of fat for fuel instead of glucose from the burning of carbs or sugar for fuel. And our bodies have two fuel sources, glucose and ketones. We are born in a state of ketosis. So babies are fat burners using ketones for fuel, which is our native state. And a lot of people don't know this, but breast milk is actually a high fat, moderate protein, low carb, ketogenic meal. So that allows the baby to be using ketones for fuel. But then, and also ketones are a cleaner and preferred fuel for the cells, the tissues, and the brain. But once we start to introduce carbs in, you know, we now switch over to being a sugar burner or using glucose for fuel. And a lot of people don't experience the benefits of ketones anymore because they're using sugar for fuel. So basically the process of ketosis is the body's ability to use fats as its primary source of energy or fuel over glucose. And then ketones are a much needed and essential healing energy source in our cells that come from this normal metabolism of fat.
Brilliant. Okay. So I understand that part, but why do we want to be in ketosis? What's the big deal?
It's a huge deal because the benefits of ketosis are, I mean, way too numerous to mention here. But we want to be in ketosis because ketones are neuroprotective. They help enhance cognitive and brain function. They help with blood sugar and hormone balancing. They can improve insulin sensitivity. They're anti-inflammatory, powerful signaling molecules. They can increase oxygen and ATP energy at the cellular level. They can aid in fat loss and muscle preservation and even in anti-aging benefits, and also enhance athletic performance for those athletes out there. So a lot of people, you know, have insulin resistance and they can't, their cells can't uptake that energy from glucose because the cells won't allow the insulin in that shuttles that glucose into the cell. So the cells are basically starving for energy, but ketones, they don't require that insulin and they can provide that much needed fuel for that cell. And it's really important.
I love that.
Yeah.
The first thing you said was neuroprotective. By neuroprotective, you mean the brain.
Absolutely.
So we have seen, and this is huge today, when with the advent of Alzheimer's and how prevalent it is in our society, you're saying that there, being in ketosis, and it's not just Deb and Mike talking, this is in medical literature, but there are shifting yourself from a glucose burner to a fat burner will help to protect your brain. I'm not saying that it's going to stop Alzheimer's or mm-hmm. prevent it, but you will have a greater probability. Is that correct? Not getting it.
Yeah. So it's protective in that it can provide a fuel source for the cells, because we know that Alzheimer's is considered type 3 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And usually that means that the cells are resistant to the insulin shuttling that glucose in. So they're not getting any energy to the mitochondria of the cells. And now that the ketones can go right into the cell and provide that fuel source. So, and with the signaling properties that ketones have, they can light up the cells and they can help them communicate and just signal better and talk better to each other.
I love that. The other thing that you mentioned, which I think is the, you know, panacea, is weight loss. You did say weight loss, right?
Well, more fat loss.
Fat loss. Yeah. Yeah, we want fat loss. Correct. Okay. Yes. So talk to me. How does that work?
So ketones are an energy. And when we are providing an energy into the cell, it can heat up and can provide a thermogenic kind of a benefit. And also the ketones are anti-inflammatory. So as we can be working on a healthy inflammatory response, that can in a secondary kind of a way be considered maybe weight loss. But we don't want to say that it's a weight loss product, because there's also muscle preserving properties to ketones, right?
Yeah.
Because the muscles, the ketones will help preserve the muscle tissue. And so that also helps with more recompositioning, I would say, than weight loss.
Than weight loss, sure.
Yeah.
Yep, brilliant. Okay, so now we've got a good idea of what we're talking about with ketosis. So how can I actually get into the state of ketosis?
So there's a couple of ways to get into ketosis. And these were the two of the ways that we could get there in the past: starvation, right? Or a very low, low calorie diet, or a very strict low carb, high fat diet. Most people have probably heard of a diet called the Atkins diet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have done it, I'm sure, but it's a hard, hard diet to stick to. And it's a hard diet to, you know, continue on. And so this way it's called endogenous ketone production, where our bodies are being put into ketosis based on our diet and our lifestyle. And it takes days or weeks to get into that state of ketosis. And if anybody's ever done the Atkins diet, they probably know that the first week is pretty horrible. And then once they get there, they might feel great, but then they can't seem to stay there, right? And we can be kicked out of ketosis when we're doing it endogenously through diet and lifestyle, by too little sleep or too much stress or too much protein, because that can turn to sugar in the body in excess. And then even if you just had a crouton, you know, that could kick you out of ketosis. So it's basically really hard for most people to do it this way. And some people don't even want to try to do it that way, so they'll never experience these incredible benefits of ketosis. But now we have a third way to get into ketosis, and this is what's so exciting. It's amazing. As of 18 months ago, for the first time in history, you can actually drink pure therapeutic exogenous ketones and literally be in ketosis, proven in blood, not in days or weeks, but in less than 59 minutes. And the cool thing is it can be totally independent of diet, which means that you could still have clean carbs and be in ketosis. So it's pretty amazing, revolutionary, cutting edge science. I'm so excited to share.
Really cool. What do you mean by clean carbs?
So, well, being a gluten certified gluten practitioner, I will recommend that everybody be gluten free, but, you know, yams or some carbs like that, quinoa,
okay.
Possibly if they can tolerate that. But a lot of vegetables, a lot of green leafies.
You're not talking about washing my bread or running my pasta under the faucet for a little while. We're talking from nature, really.
Yes.
By what you mean is clean carbs. Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that.
Yes,
so talk to me about these exogenous ketones. Where do they come from?
So they were developed by one of the top scientists and researchers in the field of ketogenics and ketosis, a doctor named Dr. Dominic DiAgostino from the University of South Florida. And the United States government Department of Defense Office of Naval Research granted him and his team the funds to create something that would help to prevent seizures that some of the Navy SEAL divers were experiencing when they were deep diving due to oxygen toxicity in the brain. That's what was happening with the seizures. And, you know, they were putting them on a ketogenic diet because we know for the last 100 years, a ketogenic diet has helped epileptics prevent seizures. But it was taking them too long to get them into ketosis. It was too hard to keep them there. And so Dr. DiAgostino and his team developed an exogenous ketone, meaning where you can actually put something into the body from the outside rather than having to produce it from the inside. And so the government uses the exogenous ketones. And then also, according to Dr. Kenneth Ford, former head of NASA, NASA is using exogenous ketones with astronauts to help prevent muscle loss and the accelerated aging that happens when they go up in space. So there's lots of science and research behind the use of exogenous ketones. More and more is coming out every single day. They're doing studies on exogenous ketones with cancer therapies and Alzheimer's, concussions, post-traumatic brain injuries, even things like autism, ADD, inflammatory types of issues, and so much more.
Cool. So, all right, I'm wrapping my brain around this. So what are exogenous ketones exactly, and how do you actually take them?
So exogenous ketones are ketone bodies that we drink from external to internal rather than having to produce them. They are a superior fuel source that's native to our bodies, as I mentioned before. They are an all-natural, pure therapeutic ketone called beta-hydroxybutyrate, just like what our body naturally produces during fat metabolism. But this would be now in the form of a delicious tasting chocolate, orange, or fruit punch flavored powder that you add to water and ice, shake it up and drink it. And they're gluten-free, soy-free, egg-free, nut-free, shellfish-free, sugar and artificial sweetener-free, except for the orange, which has a teeny tiny bit of dairy because it, to play the beta-hydroxybutyrate and the MCT. But what's so beautiful about this is that they can get right into the cells by drinking them in less than 59 minutes, independent of diet. And according to our doctors, they're safe for babies, to senior citizens, to elite athletes, and to everybody in between.
Love it. What is the beta hydroxybutyrate? Where do you find that in food?
Is that you don't.
It? You don't. Okay.
You don't.
And then, go ahead. I'm sorry, Deb.
It's okay. The only way that you can get beta-hydroxybutyrate is either produce it through being in ketosis through fatty acid metabolism or drinking it through exogenous ketones.
Gotcha. Okay. So you said beta-hydroxybutyrate and MCT. MCT being?
Medium-chain triglycerides.
Okay. So that's what's found in like coconut oil and mm-hmm. things of that nature.
Right.
Okay. So what is actually the sweetener that you use? Because I've tried the product. I love the product. But what do you use as a sweetener?
So we use a natural stevia. There's no sugar. There's no artificial sweeteners or dyes or flavors. So stevia is the sweetener of choice.
Sweet. Okay. No pun.
Yes.
No pun intended. all right, so that seems pretty simple. Mm-hmm. What's the big what's in it for me? So what are the benefits one could possibly experience taking exogenous ketones?
So what I have experienced personally myself and what most people are experiencing this, and we even have this listed on the product, better fat loss, muscle preservation, mental clarity and focus, reduced brain fog. That was a huge one for me. Longer sustained energy, not like a rush of energy, but more like you can work all day and come home and still feel like you can go to the gym or go out for a walk or something or clean your house. And appetite suppression and control, better sleep, better mood, better digestion, clearer skin. So these are some of the main benefits that people are experiencing using and drinking exogenous ketones.
I love that. So I want to disclose that I've been using exogenous ketones for a while. I have, as a former really large guy, over 300 pounds, now weighing anywhere from 190 to 200, I find that when I am in ketosis, I function best in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I found over the last year is that staying in ketosis, as Deb has said, is really, it's easy until it's not. And by that I mean, if you've ever tried, for example, Atkins diet, it's great until it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And what I have found with exogenous ketones, in addition to making staying in ketosis on a regular basis fairly easy, and I measure that through a couple of ways. You can urinate on a keto stick, or you can blow. You can get this. What's that thing called? Where you use your computer, ketonics
or something.
Yeah, ketonics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it tells me I'm still in ketosis. But the other things that are really important, and I say it absolutely definitely helps with body composition for sure, mm-hmm. and that's wonderful. But for myself, in running two businesses, it is the fogginess goes away almost within a day, where mm-hmm. it's all of a sudden I feel like you turn around and it's like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
That has been remarkable for me. The other thing, and it's listed on the benefits of exogenous ketones, is it absolutely provides a deeper sleep for me. And
yeah.
this is a big one. This is really big in my world. When we talk about our society and where people are having issues, it's with sleep. And I can tell you, as a practicing chiropractor, it is probably number two on why people are not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that it helps me lean out. I love that it is great for my ability to take in information. But I'm telling you, it is huge for me sleeping.
Yeah.
So what else do you see in it? Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so as far as the benefits?
Yeah, yeah. I need people to get a really good idea of what we're talking about and why it's so important.
So, you know, a lot of people, they're so focused on weight loss,
mm-hmm.
but they don't realize a lot of times when they go on diets that they're losing mostly water and muscle. And we really need to hang on to that muscle mass, especially as we get older. It's so important. And by taking the ketones, we not only can help shift where we're able to get into that fat burning zone, but that muscle preservation. And I know I've tested this for myself because I you know, did an in-body scan, which is a body fat composition, and it definitely does change. There's not a, maybe for me, I don't have a lot of weight to lose. There wasn't a huge shift in the scale, but that was okay. But what I can see was that everything was fitting better. The clothes are fitting better. I was feeling better and stronger. And you could see the muscle going up. And that's just by adding the ketones in. And then the mental clarity and focus for me, and that's one of the reasons I originally got into this when I was researching and studying exogenous ketones, was the neuroprotective, the cognitive, the reduced brain fog, the mental clarity and focus, because I was experiencing some serious brain fog for whatever reason. It just was happening and I couldn't seem to get it under control. And then I was reading about the ketones and I started taking them. And I can tell you, ever since I've been taking them, I have complete clarity of brain. And I am able to multitask again where I was not even able to do that before. And so that has been really, really huge. And I hear it all the time from people because I work with people all the time with the ketones. And these are things I hear over and over again. And then the longer sustained energy, you know, just being able to not have to take a nap maybe in the middle of the day or sit on the couch and just, you know, throw on the TV because you're too tired to do anything else. And for the grandparents or for, you know, the grandma or grandpa who wants to play with their grandkids and have that more energy to do that, or for the athlete in the gym who maybe needs that extra bit of energy, that's huge. Yesterday I went for a run for the first time in forever because I just was, you know, I was kind of hurting my knees and I couldn't really do it. And I have to tell you that I went for an hour and I was able to do the whole thing and I was better towards the end as those ketones kicked in. And it was incredible for me. So that was a huge thing. And then the appetite suppression and control, that's the other thing that's huge for me too. Helping me to make better choices. And I see that with clients all the time, is that they're able to make those better choices with their food because they're not craving, because it's helping to balance the blood sugars out. And so I mean, I can just go on and on about what I'm seeing with people and what I'm hearing from people and the calls that I get on a daily basis. But you know, and even the sleep, took it before bed last night and slept amazing. So I can't say enough about them. I do not go a day without ketones. I love them. I recommend them to everybody I come in contact with. I feel like they're just an amazing tool.
Awesome. You give me a day in your life. Like, how do you use, and not everybody's going to use it the same way, but how do you use exogenous ketones? Give me a day, because you are super busy. So
yeah.
How do you use it?
So I do something called intermittent fasting. And I drink first thing in the morning organic coffee, but I put something called keto cream in it, mm-hmm. which has MCT powder, that medium chain triglyceride powder that comes from coconut. It also has coconut powder, Ceylon cinnamon, and stevia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a healthy fat source for my brain to function and my cells to function. So I drink that in my organic coffee in the morning. And then I'll drink my ketones mid-morning. Mm-hmm. And then I will have lunch somewhere between 12 and 2. So I haven't eaten yet today, but I'll eat after we get off. But yep. But I'm actually not even hungry, believe it or not, but I'll eat just for some fuel. But I'll eat more of a clean protein, you know, a grass-fed beef or organic chicken or wild-caught fish. And then I'll have a lot of vegetables with some fats like avocado, maybe some sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds on top of a salad with olive oil. So healthy fats, healthy proteins. And then I'll do my ketones again somewhere between lunch and dinner, maybe around 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And then I'll use, I'll have another dinner, like another meal for dinner about maybe 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. somewhere in there, which is similar. A higher fat, moderate protein, lower carb. And that's it. That's my day. So simple.
Yeah, cool. Intermittent fasting, just let people know, give them an idea what you mean by intermittent fasting.
So intermittent fasting is where you eat within a certain window of time. So I will stop eating around 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then I don't eat again until 12, 1 or 2 the next day. Mm-hmm. So you eat within a certain 6 to 8 hour period window, and then the rest of the time you are fasted. So there's many benefits to fasting.
Many, many, many benefits to fasting. Absolutely. Cool. All right. I know that you are a super busy woman, and I am really cognizant of your time. I really want to thank you for being on the show today. Is there a place that people can go to purchase exogenous ketones?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to bywg.proveitnow.com. So that's B like boy, Y like yellow, W, G, dot proveitnow, PRUVITNOW.com.
Perfect. That's bywg.proveitnow.com. Prove it now. BYWG. Got it. Awesome.
Yes.
Where can people find you in the world?
Oh, they could find me on, I have a Facebook page called Keto Driven Health. Mm-hmm. And they can check that out. I put some recipes on there and some helpful articles about ketones and ketosis.
Beautiful.
So they can definitely check that out.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for being on the show, Deb. I really appreciate you taking your time and sharing with folks about ketones and about Prove It. I love it. Makes my life much easier, very similar to yourself. It's go, go, go. And it really, for me, it definitely suppresses appetite. It improves my sleep. So I'm excited to share this with folks, and hopefully people take us up on the offer and check us out.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. I think that you will be so happy that you tried it. It is so worth it.
Hey, everybody, if you would do us a favor, go to iTunes, leave a review in iTunes for us. That helps us to help you and help more people find us. So if you would do that, I would greatly appreciate it. We'll see you soon, and thanks again. Ciao.
Bye.